Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a feature from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
From BBC Learning English.
The English we speak.
Oh, hello, Feifei. I didn't know you shopped at this supermarket too.
Hi, Finn. Usually I don't, but it's close to the office and I have to rush home to welcome an important guest.
Who is it? Someone I know?
No, it's my landlady. She's coming to collect some of her post and... Well, I want to make her like me because next month the contract on my flat is due to be renewed and she might want to increase the rent.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So you'd better butter her up then.
Butter? Oh, yes. But I'm a pretty bad cook. If I bake a cake, it would probably be horrible.
No, I don't mean butter for a cake. In English, when you say you'll butter someone up, you mean you'll be especially nice to them, in the hope that they'll do something good for you in return.
Oh, I see. So I'll be nice to her and pay her compliments so that she likes me and keeps the rent low. I'll butter her up. But isn't it a bit insincere?
Well, it can have a negative connotation, yes. Let's hear some examples of how to use to butter someone up or to butter up someone, which is today's expression in the English we speak.
I was very impressed with your presentation, Mrs. Beanie. You're really intelligent and perceptive and...
Don't waste your time buttering me up, Johnny. I'm not raising your salary anytime soon.
The director was always ready to butter up Angelina Jolie. He knew she was looking for her next role and he wanted her in his movie.
Oh, look, it's 6 p.m. already. I'm very late. I might not be on time to meet my landlady and she'll be angry with me. She's a very busy woman.
Yeah, well, then you're in a jam.
Jam?
In English, when you say someone is in a jam, you mean they're in a difficult situation. But that's a different kind of jam.
All these expressions about food.
I know, we have a huge appetite for food expressions. But let's leave some for another day. Bye.
Bye.
The English we speak.
From BBC Learning English.
That was an episode of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.